Thanks, Virginia. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will make his first major economic announcement later this morning, unveiling the government's response to the Murray Inquiry into Financial Services. The report, released in December last year, made wide-ranging recommendations for increased competition in banking, higher bank capital requirements and tighter lending rules, along with the reform of the superannuation industry. Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs has called for independent oversight of offshore immigration centres amid questions about a woman who sought an abortion after claiming she was raped on Nauru. The 23-year-old Somali woman was flown to Australia for an abortion last week, but the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says she decided not to go ahead with it and was sent back. Ms Triggs has told Lateline the Immigration Minister may be telling the truth, but the centres need more oversight.
We have pictures and stories that simply don't add up, and I think it makes a much broader point that the lack of transparency, the secrecy with which we conduct these detention centres.
Croatia has opened its border with Serbia to allow in thousands of stranded asylum seekers. About 3,000 people had been stuck in the cold and wet weather in a village on the border after Croatia moved to curb new arrivals. And Tony Abbott has announced he'll pay for a table that was smashed during a party he held after losing his position as Prime Minister. In a statement last night, Mr Abbott said it was his event, so he'll take full responsibility for all the damage.